Praise God, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalms. Let's read Psalm 25, then we pray. Psalm 25, Psalm of David. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yes, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth. And teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercy and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me, for thy goodness' sakes, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth, and to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet, out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses. Look upon my affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with a cruel hatred. O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for this day. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We invite you here today in our meeting, O God. Anointed, O God, not everyone who is here, O Lord. And even we pray, O God, that you touch us and use this worship, O Lord. Bless the recording that we are doing and use it to touch the rest of the body of your church and the congregations and the members of the Lord in the different areas. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. We magnify you. We adore you. Let's come now to God. Let us confess our sins and let us renounce them. Knowing that as we confess our sins and renounce them, he will forgive us and he will purify us from all unrighteousness. Lead us and guide us, Lord. Confess your sin, small or big. Commit yourself to the right and just, and surrender your will to him. Cleanse your church, O Lord. Cleanse your people from all unrighteousness. Let's now come to God with thanksgiving for all the good things that He have done to us and the things that He provided for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your loving kindness and your mercy. Thank you for everything provided, our good health, Lord, the salvation you give us, your word, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for calling us to serve you. Thank you for placing us in your church, your family, oh God. Thank you for our jobs and incomes, and our families, our children, all the provision, jobs and incomes. Thank you, Lord, for all things that you give us, big and small, all the favors that we are receiving. Thank you for deliverance, protection, guidance, wisdom, solution, doors that you open for us. Thank you, God. We magnify, Lord, and we adore you. Let's come now to God and ask Him our needs. Hear our prayer, Lord, as we are praying, asking our need, Lord, help us and guide us. Answer our prayers, O Lord. For your Father knows what you need before you ask. Ask and you receive, and seek and you will find, and knock the door and shall be opened unto you. Hear our prayers, Lord. Hear our cry, Lord Jesus. Whatever our needs, Jesus say, come to me all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. The Lord will give us rest and pardon us and help us as we come to Him. Hear our prayer, Lord. Hear our cry for mercy. Thank you, Lord, for satisfying our needs. Thank you for your answer our prayers. Thank you, Lord, for giving us our needs according to your will and at the perfect time we will receive. Thank you, God. Now let's pray. If you know anyone who needs a prayer, having a problem, it's time to pray to them. Pray for her, pray for him. God is answer prayers and He will help us. He will provide. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Help, Lord. Help, help our brothers and sisters. Provide for them. Sustain them, O God, and be with them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for everything, Lord. Help, O God. Help. Help come only from you, and we are asking you to help them, O God. Draw them near to you, Lord. Bless them, O God. Provide for them. Let's now pray for our families. Pray for your wife. Pray for your husband. Pray for your children. Pray for your siblings. Pray for your parents. Hear our prayers, Lord, for our families. Perfect this in every family in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that will be done. I pray for each husband to put you in his head, O God. You will be the head of each and every husband of over each and every family. They will lead their families according to your will, O God. Pray for wife to be submissive to their husbands according to your will, Lord, as they are serving you. And I pray also, Lord, that both parents, they will give instructions, godly instruction to their children, O God. And I pray for children, Lord, will be obedient to the instruction of their parents that come from the Word of God. I pray for them to humble down before you and before your Word. Lord, we pray for blessing upon each and every family, that people will see Christ in them. I pray for more fruit of the Holy Spirit, I pray for blessings. I pray for unity. I pray for more evangelism through each and every family of the church in the name of Jesus, that each and every family will reach a new people for Christ. Lord, hear our prayers, O God, in the name of Jesus. Pray now for your workplace, the place that you are working. Pray for your boss. Pray for yourself to be a good example to others and to preach the gospel to the people around you. Lord, thank you for all the places of work that you place us. Thank you for the income and salaries. And I pray for also, Lord, that each and every one of us to be good examples in work, in attitude, and also in prayers for our bosses and our colleagues, that will also evangelize and bring them to you. Lord, you make a way, Jesus. I pray for our brothers and sisters to be faithful to you, to bring to you what belongs to you from tithes and offering and first fruits in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless each of these places of work of our brethren here in every area that your church is in, and use these places, O Lord, to bless your people, bless your church, and to evangelize and to bring fruit into your kingdom. Let's pray now for our friends, colleagues, and our contacts, our neighbors, our relatives, the people that we meet every day in our work, the people that we meet in every day in our movement. Let's pray for them that they will be saved, and also that we will evangelize and we will share the gospel, the message of God with them. Hear our prayers, Lord. We pray for all this contact of us from neighborhood, from relatives, from colleagues, and all the friends, children, when we are child, when we are studying, our friends. We pray that we will do all what we can to preach the gospel to them using all the possible ways and methods that is available for us to send your word. And I pray for fruit. Pray for fruit in their life, that we will give them, Lord, your word in the name of Jesus. And there will be a fruit, there will be repentance, they will be coming to you. They will be surrendering their lives unto you, Lord. Let's pray now for UAE, that had placed his church, with all the congregations here, and also let's pray for the extension of the church in other countries, in Oman, and in Iraq, in Kuwait, in India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Pakistan, Australia, America, and also in whatever African countries, few contacts we have. We have in Malawi, Sierra Leone, and also in Uganda and Nigeria. Let's pray for all these countries, places that will have favor from God, that whatever logistic we need of a place, offices, documentations, you will be the one to provide for us. Lord, our trust in you, our hope in you. We don't hope on man, or we don't put our trust on man, but on you, you will provide for us all what we need according to your perfect time, according to your perfect will. You will give us and you will provide for us. I pray that we will preach your word. We pray that for all this government in these places, salvation upon them, that they will know you, that they will follow you, O God. They will give their life to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I pray that you give them vision and dream, let them know Christ with these visions and dreams, and give us boldness, Lord. Take all fear, give us boldness to preach, evangelize, to share the gospel to them, and to give them, Lord, your word, O God. I pray, Lord, stretch out your hand and do miracles in the name of Jesus, that they will know that you are the true God, and we who are serving you are your servants. So, God, we pray. Also, Lord, let's pray now for the church. Lord, help us as a church, O Lord. Refill us once again with the Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray for Holy Spirit baptism who have not yet those baptized with the Holy Ghost, and among us who receive the Holy Spirit, refill us once again, O God, and give us the spiritual gift that we need to save you. Speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, message of wisdom, message of knowledge, Lord, and gift of evangelism, gift of healing, gift of faith, gift of pastoring, teaching, prophesying, whatever your church needs of skills and talents, we trust you, Lord, that you will give us. I pray for more active spiritual evangelism. I pray for more people to get water baptized in the name of Jesus. I pray for more people to surrender their life and will to you, Lord, to save you, O God. I pray also, Lord, for more Bible studies and more congregations to be planted. I pray for the vision of the church to multiply in peace, Acts 9:31, with implementing the whole will of God to come through in our lives, in the life of your church and people. Bless also all the ministries, the youth and children ministry under their parents. Bless the church school, bless worship ministry, bless the publications of the church, bless the translation ministry, bless all what you are working for, O God, to save you, Lord. Bless the farming ministry, Lord. We pray, O Lord, let your name be lifted up and let your name be magnified. I pray once again, Lord, for this worship today, O God. Anoint our worship, O God. Anoint this recording, O Lord. Anoint our voices. Anoint the songs. Anoint the giving. Anoint the message. Anoint all the items of our worship. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand and let us worship the Lord in His holiness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Becomes enthralling your heart. Before your presence right now, we can give you all the praises, the honor, and the glory that is due for you. Thank you, God. We stand with you, Lord God, and we will overcome everything.
Joy. I surrender.
Lord, we thank you, Lord. We bless you, God, for the victory that we have in you, O Lord. We magnify Jesus. We adore you, Lord. We thank you, God, for this wonderful time you give us to worship you. Lord, speak to us through your word and guide us with the Holy Spirit. And teach us today your ways and lead us to do the work that you want us to do. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let us be seated in just the presence. Let us now collect our tithes and offering and our precious fruit and our vows. And let us bring them into the storehouse of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your all your provision. Thank you for all what you are, what you did and what you are doing to us. We magnify, Lord. We adore you. We worship you, Jesus. Lord, thank you for all what you provide to us. Thank you for our income, salaries and bonuses and all what we are receiving, O Lord, all come from you. And here we are, Lord, we bring to you our tithes and offering our precious food. Lord, we pray as we bring, you will open the windows of heaven and bless us, bless your people who obey. And you will be the one to rebuke the devourer from all lives in the name of Jesus. And we trust, Lord, that you will pour out so much blessing that we have no place to keep, and all the nation that we see that we are blessed by you. Lord, we trust you that you will not allow pestilence, sicknesses, thefts, and whatever things that devil may use to harm us, you will rebuke it, you will take it away. Lord, and I pray for this amount of money, anoint it, use it for your glory. Let it be used to reach the lost souls and those who are away from you. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This is all we ask and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Last week we spoke about the man of God, that God sent him to Bethel, and he rebuked King Jeroboam while he was offering on his false altar that he did in Bethel and Dan, and he stood firm, and God was with him. He gave a sign, and the altar was broken the same day, and also God did miracle when King Jeroboam went to seize him. His hand was shriveled, and he showed kindness to the king, and he prayed for him and he showed mercy, and God healed him. And the king, we hear that he invited him to eat, but he told him no, because God had told him, don't take food or drink in that place, and don't return in the way that you came. Go into other way. Today we will continue. We'll read in 1 Kings chapter 13, and I will read it from verse 11. That's where we stopped last week. And the title of the message is, do not defy God's word. Do not disobey the command of God that he gave you. And let us read now verse 11. I'll read verse 10. So he went another way and returned not by the way that he came to Bethel. Now there dwell an old prophet in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel, the words which he had spoken unto the king. Them they told also to their father. And their father said unto them, what way went he? For his sons have seen what way the man of God went, which came from Judah. And he said unto his sons, saddle me the ass. So they saddled him the ass, and he rode thereon. And went after the man of God, and found him sitting under an oak. And he said unto him, art thou the man of God that camest from Judah? And he said, I am. Then he said unto him, come home with me and eat bread. And he said, I may not return with thee, nor go in with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water with thee in this place. For it was said to me by the word of the Lord, thou shalt eat no bread nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way that thou camest. Verse 18, he said unto him, I am a prophet also, as thou art. And an angel spake unto me by the word of the Lord, bring him back with thee into thine house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him. So he went back with him and did eat bread in his house and drank water. And it came to pass as they sat at the table, that the word of the Lord came unto the prophet that brought him back. And he cried unto the man of God that came from Judah, saying, thus saith the Lord, for as much as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of the Lord, and hast not kept the commandment which the Lord thy God commanded thee, but camest back and hast eaten bread and drunk water in the place of the which the Lord did say to thee, eat no bread and drink no water, thy carcass shall not come unto the sepulchre of thy fathers. And it came to pass after he had eaten bread and after he had drunk, that he saddled for him the ass, to wit, for the prophet whom he had brought back. And when he was gone, a lion met him by the way and slew him, and his carcass was cast in the way, and the ass stood by it. The lion also stood by the carcass, and behold, men passed by and saw the carcass cast in the way, and the lion standing by the carcass. And they came and told it in the city where the old prophet dwelt. And when the prophet that brought him back from the way heard thereof, he said, it is the man of God who was disobedient unto the word of the Lord. Therefore the Lord hath delivered him unto the lion, which hath torn him and slain him, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake unto him. And he spake to his son, saying, saddle me the ass. And they saddled him, and he went and found his carcass cast in the way, and the ass and the lion standing by the carcass. The lion had not eaten the carcass, nor turned the ass. And the prophet took up the carcass of the man of God and laid it upon the ass, and brought it back. And the old prophet came to the city to mourn and to bury him. And he laid his carcass in his own grave. And they mourn over him, saying, "Alas, my brother." And it came to pass, after he had buried him, that he spake to his son, saying, "When I am dead, then bury me in the sepulchre wherein the man of God is buried. Lay my bones beside his bones." For the saying which he cried by the word of the Lord against the altar in Bethel, and against all the houses of the high places which are in the cities of Samaria, shall surely come to pass. After these things, Jeroboam returned not from his evil way, but made again of the lowest of the people priests of the high places. Whosoever would, he consecrated him, and he became one of the priests of the high places. And this thing became sin unto the house of Jeroboam, even to cut it off and to destroy it from the face of the earth. Lord, we thank you for your word to us. We come before in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word that you sent to us to teach us your ways, that to direct us and to put your fear in our hearts, that we will fear you, that we will be obeying you, that we will abide with your word and your commands. Anoint my lips, O God. Arrange the message in the way, Lord, that you want it to go through, O Lord. I pray for this word of yours to bring warning, to bring teaching, to train us, O Lord, to bring the fruit that you desire to see in the life of your church and your people. I pray for harvest of 30, 60, and even 100-fold. I pray for the purpose of sending this message of yours will be accomplished. I pray for healing. Pray for repentance. I pray for new people to come to you, O Lord. More people to raise up to save you. And I pray for your workers to be in discipline, to be in fear of yours, and abide with your will. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. What we learn here from what we have read, we need to be careful and aware of wicked, false prophets who try to trap us. We have read here that this is a prophet from Samaria. In verse 11 it says, "Now there were an old prophet in Bethel." That prophet was a false prophet, not a true prophet. And how we know he is a false prophet? If he is a true prophet, he will not allow his children to be in the meeting of Jeroboam. Read verse 11. "Now there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the words that the man of God had done that day in Bethel, the words which he has spoken unto the king. Them they told also to their father. And their father said unto them, What way went he? For his sons had seen what way the man of God went, which came from Judah." He asked him from which way he went, so that he will go and follow him. And as we have read, he want to bring him back. What was the purpose of this prophet to bring the man of God back? Well, he have heard everything that his children say about him, that he will not eat and he will not drink. Why he was after him? Because he will not eat. He was worried about him, that to give him food or to help him in his need, he went after him to get the wisdom of God from him. No, this false prophet went after that prophet in order to trap him, in order to bring him and cause him to do wrong, so that he will be sinned against the Lord. Be careful of false prophets. This prophet most likely was trained by one of the schools of Samuel in Samaria, but after that, he left the way of righteousness. He left the right way and he started to follow Jeroboam. And here, he is working to trap the man of God. Let's read verse 15 to 18. What he told him, how we know that he is, how we know that he's a prophet. Then he said unto him, come home with me and eat bread. And he said, I may not return with thee, nor go in thee, nor go in with thee. Neither will I eat bread, nor drink water with thee in this place. For it was said to me, by the word of the Lord, thou shalt eat no bread, nor drink no water there, nor then again to go by the way that thou camest. In verse 18, let's read what he answered him. He said unto him, I am a prophet also as thou art. Many they say, I am a prophet, I am a pastor, I am a teacher. But they are liars. They are deceivers. They are workers of Satan. And an angel, see here, what he told him, an angel spake unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with thee into thine house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him. Very clear, he used the name of God in vain. He told him, God spoke to me and God did not speak. And he made a story. He fabricated, he cooked a story for him so that he will entice him to go back with him in order to cause him to sin. Be aware. Be aware of the tempter. The tempter is the devil and use people like this false prophets, you know, when they would tell lies, that is their languages. When they would speak lies, this is their languages. Be aware of the tempters, you know. We know that the devil will try to tempt in your weakness. What is the weaknesses? Is food and a drink. Food and a drink. Many people, they are enticed when it's coming to food and a drink. You know, the woman was enticed by the devil when he tempted her to eat from the fruit of the forbidden tree. And even the devil tempted Jesus when he was fasting and hungry. He told him to turn the stone to bread. But Jesus replied to him in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Be careful that you will not be tempted with the food and the drink that the devil may give to you in order to entice you to sin against God. You know, in the book of Amos, chapter 2 and verse 12, you know, these false prophet, they will try, false teachers, they try to entice you. They try to break your commitment with God. God has spoken to you something, you know what God spoke to you, and you commit yourself to do what God wants you to do. Those try to trip you, try to trap you, try to break your commitment with God. That's it in Amos chapter 2, verse 12. But you gave the Nazarites wine to drink. The Nazarites, they commit themselves not to drink wine. In order to break their commitment to God, they will tell them, you drink wine. And commanded the prophets, saying, prophesy. No, these are the false prophets. These are the liars, the workers of Satan that try to tempt you. And they are used by the devil to trap the people. In Jeremiah chapter 23 about this false prophet, and let's read verse 9 to verse 13. Verse 9 to verse 13. Mine heart within me is broken because of the prophets. These are the false prophets. All my bones shake. I am like a drunken man, and like a man whom wine has overcome, because of the Lord and because of the words of His holiness. For the land is full of adulterers, for because of swearing the land mourneth, the pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up, and their course is rebelled, and their force is not tried. For both a prophet and a priest are profane. Yea, in my house have I found their wickedness, saith the Lord. Even in his house in the church they will do wickedness. They will tell us as we have read. Wherefore their way shall be unto them as a slippery ways in the darkness. They shall be driven on and fall therein. For I will bring evil upon them, even the year of their visitation, saith the Lord. And I have seen fully in the prophets of Samaria, and this is the prophet of Samaria that we are speaking, they prophesied in Baal and caused my people Israel to err. They are the one who caused the people to do wrong, and that the church is now full of such kind of teachers, pastors. They will promote all these feasts and entice people to eat food offered to idols. Birthday celebration, Christmas celebration, Halloween, Father Day, Mother Days, Valentine Days, this all food offered to idols. And they will entice the young people to go into immoralities. They condone boyfriend, girlfriend, dating. They condone also divorce, remarriage. They allow living relationship. All these are the false prophets, and we need to be aware from the tempters who come to try to tempt us. But the message here today is for you. Be aware of your deeds and actions. You are accountable before God. You are accountable before the Lord. When the man of God went back and ate, God had told him not to eat. Now what we will do? He came to him, he told him a story. He told him, God spoke to me. You know, let us be discerning. We must be discerning. You know, when God sent his man from Judah to Samaria, to Bethel, to speak to Jeroboam, to King Jeroboam, if that prophet from Samaria, if he is a true prophet, why God did not use him? Why God did not send him to Jeroboam to rebuke him? Because he is a false prophet. He is also moving into the wrong way. The man of God, he should not believe him. We need to be discerning. In such situation, when we know what God had taught us, we don't go along with them. What we need to do? We need to test them. In the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5 and verse 21 and verse 22. The word of God say, prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all the appearances of evil. Prove all things. You test. But he is speaking, it contradicts what God had taught you. You must be careful when you know the scriptures. You know, the message even between in our hands today, it is causing us to tremble. We should not defy the word of God. We should not disobey the instruction of the Lord. Because God will be going to discipline you for your disobedience, and you will pay the consequences of your sins. You know, this man of God, when he did wrong, he paid the consequences of his sin. Let's read what was declared to him. Let's go back to 1 Kings chapter 13, verse 20 onward. And it came to pass, as they sat at the table, that the word of the Lord came unto the prophet that brought him back. Now this is when they came, the word of the Lord, this is true now. God spoke through him. And he cried unto the man of God that came from Judah, saying, Thus saith the Lord, for as much as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of the Lord, and hast not kept the commandment which the Lord thy God commanded thee, but camest back and hast eaten the bread and drunk water in the place of the which the Lord did say to thee, Eat no bread, and drink no water, thy carcass shall not come unto the sepulchre of your father. He said, because you have been taught not to eat and not to drink. Now, you are going to die. You are going to die. And your body will not be buried in the sepulchre of your father. That is the consequences of his sin. We may ask this question: if this false prophet, how God spoke to him to warn the man of God? That's the question now. How God used this false prophet to warn the man of God? You know, even God had used Balaam to give the message. And the point here, we must understand why God used this false prophet to proclaim the message to the man of God. Why? You know, the message, it is a very heavy message. The message is very heavy, and it is bring the judgment of God. He declared the judgment of God on him. But let me tell you, the message, it was not only to the man of God who disobeyed God. The message was to the false prophet himself. You know, when he declared the message, we read verse 21, and he cried unto the man of God. He was terrified when the word of God came to him. You know, this false prophet, when God spoke to him and he told him that you will die because you have taught not to eat or drink, but you did it. Now, the false prophet, he would think in his mind, this is only small sin, this man. Only one disobedient have done, and God will cause him to die, and his body will not be brought to his to the sepulchre of his father. How about me? I am all lies, all deception, all corruption in my life. What will be happening to me? That is how God worked it out in the life of this false prophet to minister to him, to be afraid. And that's true. And we will witness, as we go to the message, we will understand how this, finally, the false prophet reached to the point of repentance because of the ministry of this man of God. Now, truly, this is the man of God. When the judgment of God was announced to him, you know, as we read in verse 22, he did not say anything. He did not justify himself. He did not refuse it, but he accepted because he knew very well what God had taught him to do, and he did it. He did the opposite. He did wrong. So in that case, in that situation, he accepted the discipline and the consequences that God had laid on him because of his sins. And immediately after he announced the judgment on him, God fulfilled his judgment. And we have read that after he left, after he finished, he prepared the ass for him and he went away in verse 24. And when he was gone, a lion met him by the way and slew him, and his carcass was cast in the way, and the ass stood by it. The lion also stood by the carcass. You know, so here it is very clear, God fulfilled his judgment on him. But the man of God who did not obey the word of the Lord, the question, will he get saved or no? Yes, he received the consequence of his sin. He was not buried in his father's carcass. He was buried in the false prophet grave. That is the consequence of his sin. But will he save or no? He was saved. How we know that? If you read Second Kings chapter 23, when King Josiah was executing the judgment of God on Samaria, on that altar, let's read verse 17 and 18. When he reached the grave of the man of God, then he said, "What title is that I see?" And the men of the city told him, "It is the sepulchre of the man of God, which came from Judah, and proclaimed these things that thou hast done against the altar of Bethel." Now that is the grave of the man of God. King Josiah, he said, "What is this?" They told him, "That is the man." That is after 358 years. Let us read what he did. And he said, "Let him alone, let no man move his bones." It means that he is saved. He is honored by God for what he did. He did wrong. God disciplined him. He accepted the consequences of his sin, and he is saved. Now here we need to understand that if God tells us something, we need to do it, because he will truly bring his judgment on us based on what he had taught us to do. Now, what else? Is that the end of what had happened? Let's go back to the book of 1 Kings and chapter 13, verse 25. "And behold, men passed by and saw the carcass cast in the way, and the lion standing by the carcass. And they came and told it in the city where all the prophet dwell." Here all the people, they come to know. And how they saw it, you know, the scene is awesome. The lion there, beside the carcass, he had already, he killed it. And the lion did not eat the carcass, so he was not hungry. And also the ass is there, he did not slew the ass. It's very clear it is the judgment of God. You know, death is heavy. And everyone is seeing the scene, and they know the man of God, they know what he spoke. So everyone was trembling of what is going on. They can see God is moving. God is moving. Let's hear. "And when the prophet," sorry, in verse 25, "and both men passed by, I saw the carcass cast in the way, And the lion standing by the carcass, and they came and told in the city where the old prophet dwelt. And when the prophet that brought him back from the way here thereof, he said, It is the man of God who was disobedient unto the word of the Lord. Therefore the Lord hath delivered him unto the lion, which hath torn him and slain him, according to the word of the Lord which he spake unto him. He told them why this happened, because he disobeyed the word of God. That's why God allowed him to be slain. That's why God allowed that he will not be buried in his father's sepulcher. That is how the people know, the whole people in Bethlehem, they come to know the message of God to them through the life of this man of God who did not obey the Lord. What else? What will happen next? The murderer. Who is the one who killed the man of God now? Who is the murderer? The murderer is the false prophet who enticed him. Who enticed him to do wrong. Who enticed him to come back and eat. And who enticed him to disobey the word of God. We need to be careful to obey the Lord, to obey His word. Let's read what will happen after verse 26. And when the prophet that brought him back from the way here thereof, he said, It is the man of God who was disobedient unto the word of the Lord. Therefore the Lord had delivered him unto the lion, which has turned him and slain him, according to the word of the Lord which he spake unto him. And he spake to his son, saying, Saddle me thus. He tells them, Saddle me the ass, and they saddle him. And he went and found his carcass cast in the way, and the ass and the lion standing in the carcass, by the carcass. The lion had not eaten the carcass, nor torn the ass. And the prophet took him up, he took him, and his cloth was stained by the blood of the man of God. He is the murderer. He is the one who caused him to die by enticing him to sin. That's where the work of the false prophet. But the false prophet now, he is repenting. We will see how the sign of his repentance. The sign of his repentance. Took the carcass of the man of God and laid it upon the ass and brought it back. And the old prophet came to his city, came to the city to mourn and to bury him. And he laid his carcass in his own grave. And they mourned over him, saying, Alas, my brother. And it came to pass, after they buried him, that he spake to his sons, saying, When I am dead, then bury me in the sepulchre wherein the man of God is buried. Lay my bones beside his bones. See here, this prophet now is repenting. He is realizing what he did wrong. He is realizing he is the one who enticed this man of God, and he decided to follow the same way and destiny of the man of God. He told them, When I will die, put my bones beside his bone, put me beside him. And he got saved also, because we have read in 2 Kings chapter 23 verse 18, and he said, that is Josiah, King Josiah, and he said, Let him alone, let no man move his bones. So they let his bones alone with the bones of the prophet that came out of Samaria. This was the false prophet. Now he became the true worshiper of God. So here, when you do your ministry, when you serve the Lord, you don't know how God will work in your life to bring His message and salvation to the people who are around you. We need to persevere. We need to trust God to go on and save Him. And And what else we can speak? You know, we have seen people repenting, and we have seen people who follow God, but also there are people who will be hardened. We have read at the end of 1 Kings chapter 13 and verse 33 and 34. After this thing, Jeroboam returned not from his evil way. God showed loving kindness to Jeroboam. He gave him warning, he rebuked him. He healed him after his hand shriveled, but he did not repent. What God did? Harden his heart. How he hardened his heart? He allowed the man of God that he sent to want him to die. Oh, Jeroboam at that day may say, oh, you see, even this man of, if he is the man of God, he will not die. He may use it to justify his sin and his wrongdoing. Disobedient people who does not want to repent, God will harden their heart. But the message is for us. Let's all stand. God wants us to be sober and alert in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 and 9. We need to be discerning. We need to be fearful of God. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, the false prophet and his workers and liars, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in faith, knowing that the same affliction are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. God wants us to persevere, standing firm, discerning, to fully trust him, not to trust any of the false prophets, any of the men and liars. Trust in God that he will be the one to deliver us from all our trials. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16 and 18, Paul says, at my defense, at my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsake me. I pray God it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Thank you, God, for your word. Thank you for your goodness. I pray for discernment, O God. I pray for alertness in the spirit in the life of each and every one of us, my brethren, and the workers here, and all the workers, pastors, elders, and leaders, parents, and those who are doing the ministry, Lord. We pray for alertness, O God, that what we receive from you, Lord, from teaching and instruction, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, O God, that you will help us as we commit ourselves to you, Lord, as we commit ourselves to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You will save us, you will deliver us, you will help us to continue to evangelize, to continue to do the work faithfully. You will not be enticed. We will not be, Lord, give in to evildoers, but you will continue, Lord, to save you, Lord. Here we are. Go before us. Move mountains. Do mighty things. Do miracles for us in the name of Jesus. We trust you, Lord. Take your word and spread it, O God. Help us to continue to save you, O Lord.
Oh, God.
God, you bless us in all your territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Lord, yes.